Carol Goodyear has been trying to find her birth parents since 1976. Connecticut had just passed a law retroactively blocking access to birth certificates for people who were adopted. She doesn't have much to show for her decades of searching.
I have a birth certificate that is certified as true and legal. It states that my adoptive mother who raised me, who was loving and wonderful and fantastic, that my adoptive mother gave birth to me on August 4th, 1956 at Mount McCook Hospital in Hartford. And I, in fact, didn't even meet my adoptive mother till December of 1956. So I actually have a birth certificate that I carry around that's it's basically a lie. I actually don't even know how it can be legal.
Goodyear is the vice president of Access Connecticut. It's a group lobbying to change the law. She says it's time. Adoption isn't as shameful today as it was when she was growing up.
My adoptive parents were told to, even though I always knew I was adopted, not really talk about it because you want to have your family be more like a typical family.
At the Norwalk office of the nonprofit Family and Children's Agency, one service social workers offers to help match birth parents to families looking to adopt. About 45 kids a year get placed here. Mary-Kate Locke is the group's adoption coordinator.
Some of the biggest issues that we see for adoptees are around loss and abandonment. What they all ask is, was I loved at the time of my birth?
She says most parents are glad to see photos and letters and even keep in touch over the years. That's called open adoption.
Other birth parents, the loss and the guilt and the pain that they feel at the time that they make an adoption plan, for some, they do need to separate a bit.
But she says the move is toward acceptance and openness between birth families and adopted children.
We tell families that adoption should be something that you talk about from day one. That it's not a secret that's kept from children, but it becomes a part of who you are as a family.
Catholic Charities also handles adoptions in the state. Lois Neshi is the CEO of their Hartford branch. She says she appreciates the spirit of the bill, but worries about birth parents who requested they not be contacted.
We would just like to make sure that whatever agreement was made at the time of the adoption with the biological parent, that that's respected. In a way that keeps their anonymity if that is what they have requested.
The bill would still allow birth parents to decline contact with their children, but Neshi says she's concerned about the system not working.
I think once you access the original birth certificate, there really aren't any structured precautions in place for the individual not to contact the biological parent, even if they have indicated in some type of filing system that they would like not to be contacted.
Access Connecticut President Karen Caffrey says the risk is worth it. She says people who are adopted need access to family medical history to see if genetic conditions put them at risk of cancer or other diseases.
You know, nobody dies of shame or embarrassment. I'm a therapist. I can testify to that. People die of cancer. People die of lack of information about their medical history.
State Representative David Alexander of Enfield is sponsoring the bill. He was adopted himself.
It is really awkward going into a doctor's office, not being able to fill out a form to tell people what you have for medical history.
Connecticut would be the fifth state to open its birth certificate records. Alexander says a plan is in the works to include an amendment to the bill, limiting birth certificate access to requests after 1983 instead of 1975. He says it would make critics more comfortable, and he's optimistic about the bill passing.
I've been working this issue very actively the last 2 weeks, and I think if we can get the bill called as amended, I think it's going to pass this year and get signed into law.
As for Carol Goodyear with Access Connecticut, she says she was told as a child she shouldn't ask questions about her past life. Adoption had given her a better one. But she hasn't taught that lesson to her adopted son.
What does a better life mean? Does it mean that you live in a big house and have a better education, or does it mean that, in fact, you can have your original birth certificate. You can be linked to your biological family. You can know your biological medical history. That, to me, is a better life.
To be considered for passing, the bill would need to reach the floor before Connecticut's legislative session ends on May 7th. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.